This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. General Services Administration has finally determined President-elect Joe Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access as part of a 1964 law enacted to promote an orderly transition of executive power in the United States. Michigan played its part yesterday as the final domino certifying the election results.
That motion does pass.
As AP correspondent David Eckert explains.
This certification sets in motion the process by which all 16 electoral college votes in Michigan will go to Joe Biden. That slate of electors will meet at the state capitol on December 14th and officially cast their votes for Biden.
So officially, it's U.S. President-elect Joe Biden holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. Mr. Biden says he intends to nominate former Secretary of State John Kerry to a new position as Special Presidential Envoy for Climate while holding a seat on the National Security Council. Kerry, when he was campaigning for Joe Biden earlier this year in the state of Iowa.
That's what.
Mr. Biden says he tends to also anticipate a rough going when it comes to gaining confirmation for his cabinet picks.
Thank you all.
This is VOA News. Guns in the Capitol building? Don't feel bad if you didn't know that, or maybe wish that you didn't know it now.
New questions about lawmakers bringing guns into the U.S. Capitol. Now that an incoming congresswoman from Colorado has inquired about the rules on patent heat. 33-year-old Republican Congresswoman-elect Lauren Boebert is a gun rights activist and walks around with a Glock strapped to her hip. She's asked Capitol Police about carrying her weapon on Capitol grounds, which is allowed under a 1967 regulation. Guns are not allowed in the House or Senate chambers, and the public can't bring weapons in. There are concerns, though, raised by California Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman, who says Congress members and their staffs carry firearms around all the time and are not checked for weapons when they enter the House chamber. He says he tried to fight it in the past, but faced stiff opposition. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least 14 people were killed in central Afghanistan today when two blasts ripped through the city of Bamiyan, home to many members of the mainly Shiite Hazara ethnic minority. The explosives were placed in two separate locations in the city. Bamiyan police spokesman Reza Yousafi said that they confirmed the toll. No group immediately claimed the blasts, and the Taliban denied involvement. In 2001, the Taliban blew up the giant centuries-old Buddha statues that were carved into cliff faces at Bamiyan, which has relatively conflict-free as the war raged across other parts of Afghanistan. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government-set deadline for regional forces to surrender looms. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was given the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, until Wednesday to surrender or face a military assault. Communications blackouts have made verifying information difficult during the weeks of fighting. Locals in northern Lebanese town called on authorities Tuesday to evict all Syrians from the area a day after Syrian citizens allegedly shot dead a local man in a personal dispute. The announcement came after a night of riots against Syrians in the town, during which some homes of Syrians were reportedly torched and individuals were attacked in the streets. The Lebanese army said the accused killer surrendered to security forces and an investigation had begun. Officials only identified the Syrian with his initials MK and released no additional details on the dispute. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.